I'd like to talk about spiritual gifts online. I really love the idea that you can actually share your spiritual gifts online. And I'm really encouraged when I see people do that, in particular the prophetic words of knowledge and words of wisdom. I have one friend who has that gifting, and it seems like every other day she's sharing a word that God has given her. And what I find really encouraging is the fact that it seems to reflect what God's been speaking to me about quite often, or what I see is happening on the news. So I know that she's very close to the Father's heartbeat, and she's obviously a prophetic voice speaking it out into the atmosphere and using social media, which is an amazing mission field, to really speak into situations. And I find that God sometimes speaks to me prophetically, and you know, he'll give me like an urgency to say something, and whether it's a scripture I've been drawn to, or a dream that I've had, or a particular little phrase that's come from nowhere, I know that God's saying to me, I want you to share this. And what's great is when people come back to me and say, do you know, God's just speaking to me about the same thing, thank you for encouraging me. And it starts up a whole new pool of conversation. And so actually the online world can actually be an extension of what's happening in the real world or the physical world, and help us to really share our gifts in the online world. Some people think you can't share those particular gifts in the online world, but you can. I believe you can also share the gifts of healing, you know, words of healing. You can speak to people, in inverted commas, online. And I've got friends that love to exhort online, you know, very, very encouraging, very uplifting words. And they use they use social media to do that. And what's even more powerful is that they don't only just speak to a Christian audience, but they speak to a non-Christian audience, i.e. their non-Christian friends who are on Facebook. And after a while, it does prick up their attention. I've got one friend in particular who's not a Christian, but if I share uplifting messages that have a slight Christian element to it, she likes it quite a lot. And every once in a while, she'll come back to me and say, Kemi, that really encouraged me. And that gives me an opportunity to share a bit more of my faith with her. So it can be a great tool to evangelize as well. And my name's Kemi, and I work for Livability.